Civic society groups and most opposition political parties are calling the polls a sham. For the first time, voting in Zimbabwe took 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday last week, due to the administrative delays. This has been coupled with allegations of voter intimidation and rigging to favour the ruling ZANU-PF party. Late Saturday night, the Electoral Commission announced the presidential results, saying Mnangagwa won with roughly 54% of the vote. Now critics ponder the impact on a country that has been dealing with a battered economy, lingering international sanctions, and an unhappy population. Vivid Gwede is a political analyst.
People are genuinely depressed by what has just happened, and I think there is a lot of uncertainty about what it means for the future. Also, given that Zimbabwe was going to use this election to engage with the international community in terms of re-engagement with the Commonwealth and dealing with this pariah status.
In Harare and most parts of the country, it's quiet. No jubilant celebrations by the winners, just an air of uncertainty. Analyst Rashid Mukundu says the feeling of despair is widespread.
There's a lot of sadness, there's a lot of fear about what the future holds for Zimbabwe. Many people are worried on this electoral outcome, but more so the short manner in which the rigging took place and the attempts to block many people from voting.
Mukundu adds that this will further worsen the economic situation in Zimbabwe.
So essentially we are looking at a deepening of the Zimbabwean social political crisis. We are looking at a continuation of the Zimbabwean crisis with very little hope for the ordinary person who still has to scrape the ground to put food on the table.
The main opposition, Citizens Coalition for Change, says it's preparing an appropriate response, claiming victory was snatched from it, which could lead to further isolation of Zimbabwe. Critics say the opposition's only recourse is to approach the courts, which rejected challenges to the 2018 elections with the same top two presidential candidates. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zinawashe in Harare, Zimbabwe.